The seeds for Ethiopia's latest conflict were sown early in Abiy's rule. He blamed the TPLF for violence, corruption, and human rights abuses during its near three-decade time in power. In contrast, Abiy cast himself as a liberal democrat reformist, even while he too jailed opponents. In June, after 7 months of fighting, the TPLF drove the federal army and allied Eritrean troops from Tigray and began advancing on Addis Ababa. Abiy's forces have since forced the TPLF to retreat. Senior Ethiopia analyst for the International Crisis Group, William Davison, says the ongoing conflict shows the international community doesn't have much leverage in such situations.
Those concerns about an enduring conflict, one which involved lots of atrocities, to some degree, you know, committed by all sides, but, you know, particularly by Eritrea and Amhara and federal forces in the first few months of the war. But all those concerns and desires to get a ceasefire and Ethiopian parties to return to dialogue, well, they've made very little impact on the Ethiopian protagonist here, let alone on Eritrea's president, Isaias Afwerki.
In late November, the World Food Programme said almost 9.5 million people across northern Ethiopia were in danger of starving. The federal government has blockaded the Tigray region. The United Nations says relief groups have been prevented from reaching famine-ravaged areas. Children are dying of malnutrition. Dozens of countries have expressed concern, including the United States, where President Joe Biden's government has called for a ceasefire. But Davison says the international response to the crisis has been essentially ineffective.
When the Biden administration came into power, it's much more about, you know, how long is this conflict going to go on for, about the rapes, the looting, the role of Eritrea, and the denial of humanitarian access, the massacres. So the Biden administration, for various reasons, to some extent prioritized this. Because of those concerns, they leaned heavily on the federal government and criticized them, although recently they tried to be much more even-handed in their criticism.
Abiy's administration says it's fighting a just war against treasonous terrorists.
They have been outraged in Addis Ababa at this positioning of the U.S., and that's led to a real plummeting of relations, especially as the U.S. has stepped up its efforts by threatening, not really carrying out, punitive action. That's, you know, convinced people in Addis that the U.S. is leading some sort of global conspiracy against Ethiopia.
Davison says it's hard to see anything but more conflict in the months ahead.
The Tigray forces are on the back foot for now, but there's no reason that I can see that they can really be completely defeated or that they will surrender.
He's concerned that a deepening war will spark the involvement of more actors.
That's why there's such a necessity here. Or, you know, maybe the Tigray leadership to recognize the legitimacy of the federal government, which they withdrew after the constitutional dispute. Addis Ababa to do all it can to reconnect Tigray, to alleviate the humanitarian situation there.
Davison says in the absence of such conciliatory steps, the world's going to witness even more destruction in Ethiopia in 2022 and possibly for years into the future. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.